From NPR News, this is Day to Day. In Iraq, soldiers from Bulgaria, Lithuania, and Denmark are getting ready to go home. Soldiers from South Korea, Tonga, and Japan have already left.
These countries were part of the Coalition of the Willing that signed on to support the war. But soon, the UN mandate allowing these nations to stay in Iraq will expire. We're joined now by Deputy Commanding General Nicholas Matern, who's overseeing the drawdown in Iraq. He's currently at the Al-Fah Palace at Camp Victory in Baghdad. It's headquarters for the multinational Corps Iraq. Thank you so much for joining us, sir.
It's my pleasure.
When a country leaves Iraq, who takes over the work that they had been doing?
Well, you know, it's been a number of years now, but we've been working hand-in-hand with the Iraqi security forces to bring them up to a certain level. And they are becoming increasingly capable of doing that. So it's a bit of a combination. It's usually the Iraqi security forces that will either take that over or, if it's force protection on a base or something of that nature, it'll be contracted out.
And contractors from where?
One of the companies here that does it here is EODT, and usually it's Ugandans.
So who will be left in Iraq after December 31st?
Well, it will be the UK, who are the biggest contributors, followed thereafter by the Australians. We're going to have the Romanians that are going to stay behind. We have El Salvador. And we have a small contingent from Estonia.
So what is it like when a country leaves? Do you hold a special ceremony for them? How does it work?
Yes, we absolutely do. And that's very important because these countries have really contributed significantly to the operation over the years. And I think one of the biggest factors is they need to be recognized for what they've done. And therefore, we go to great lengths to ensure that they are appropriately recognized when they do leave. And each country has its individual ceremony that's presided by a senior U.S. officer, usually with a senior ranking officer from the host country also that comes down for that. And, you know, it's all done with pomp and circumstance and the right tone.
And what's the mood like when a country's getting ready to go home? How are soldiers feeling about it?
Well, I would tell you the individual soldiers are quite happy. All our coalition partners are very proud of what they've achieved here. No matter how big the contingent is, they feel that they've contributed over the last 3, 4, or possibly even 5 years, and they have done the best they could. They all leave here with a strong sense of accomplishment. And we are very thankful for their tremendous contribution as coalition partners. So my sense, really, personally, having, you know, seeing off all these different contingents, is that they're happy and they leave saying, job well done. You know, there's no one that's really leaving here saying, oh, you know, either we wanted to stay longer or we're not happy. Everyone understood, hey, the situation is changing. It's time for us to go.
Nicholas Matern is the Deputy Commanding General for Coalition. He spoke to us from Camp Victory in Baghdad. Thank you.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.
A bit of an update since that conversation. We have learned that Britain plans to draw down their current troop levels from 4,100 troops to 300 or 400 troops by June.